Now, an alternative view to economist John Husing's assertions that renewable energy is too expensive for the Inland Empire's economy to maintain a competitive manufacturing sector. Earlier this morning, on the Marketplace Morning Report, host Sabri Benishor talked with a consultant who advises businesses and governments on how to plan for and manage climate change impacts. She says we can continue to resist renewable energy here in the United States, and we will lose out to the rest of the world. Here's that interview with Marketplace Morning Report's Sabri Benishor.
The costs of climate change are already here and certain to rise, according to the federal government. And businesses and investors are starting to get ready. Paula DePerna is an advisor to the Carbon Disclosure Project, which helps companies and governments manage their environmental impacts. Good morning.
Good morning.
Businesses are clearly already suffering from climate change-related disasters. How are they adapting or preparing?
Businesses have gotten the message that climate change is very disruptive to supply chains and to their daily operations. But what's even more relevant is the degree to which investors are tuned into these risks. Wall Street is really very focused on companies that are planning for climate change disruption.
Well, can you give me some examples of how businesses are preparing for a changing climate?
Just with regard to, say, the digital industry, you know, all of these data centers that are around the world have to be cooled. And water, you know, if there's a drought or conversely, you know, too much water, it'd be very difficult to manage the water supply for cooling what is increasingly energy hogs. So the ICT industry is very much aware of this and planning locations for these data centers relative to the potential for water and or no water.
How does the level of preparation for climate change in the U.S. compare with that of other countries?
Well, one thing that's very good in the United States is that we have a kind of voluntary effort among cities and states, but it's very fragmented. And compared, say, to the national fervor for this in China, China, of course, is the largest emitter in the world, but a whole new generation of business leaders is now talking about low-carbon economy, clean energy. It's very, very much integrated into economic growth planning. And in America, we are really not coherently addressing them in anything like the way European Union or China are addressing them.
Some folks here in the U.S., Mike Lee, a Republican representative from Utah, he said that, you know, efforts to address climate change would be harmful to the economy. I presume he meant that it would be expensive.
Basically, addressing climate change would be the greatest jobs creator and reindustrializer in this century. When you think about every bit of infrastructure, every subway line, every electric grid, everything we use would have to be redesigned, replanned. This is a huge jobs creator. And with regard to what's expensive, you know, $200 million here, $500 billion there, you know, it starts to be real money in terms of these sporadic losses that companies are facing. And anyone who thinks that addressing climate change is going to be, quote, expensive is not paying attention to the real facts.
Paula DePerna is Special Advisor to the Carbon Disclosure Project. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.